This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. July 17th, 2020, update. Mike Adams here. I had an interesting conversation today with John Rubino of DollarCollapse.com. I was interviewing him and we got into this idea that there's an element of truth to the Black Lives Matter uprising in the sense that they sense something is wildly unjust and unfair in the system and that they are all being screwed. And guess who's screwing them and you and I and all of us? Oh, it's the Federal Reserve. In fact, the Fed is looting everybody. The Fed is creating economic injustice across the board. I mean, the rich get richer, the rich get bailouts, and the poor get looted as the value of their dollars decreases due to money printing, essentially, by the Federal Reserve. So even though the narrative of the media and the left is that Black Lives Matter is oppressed by white people, which is utterly insane, there's no white oppression in America today. In fact, you're punished for being white. You are given every opportunity, every bonus for being black. So let's not even pretend that being black is a punishment in America today, not even close. But the bigger truth is that black and white lives are all being suppressed by the Fed. So Black Lives Matter has, again, there's a sense that is correct where they sense that they're getting screwed. They sense there's a grave injustice in society. They sense that they are being kept down and suppressed. They're right about that. They're just wrong about who's doing it. It's not all white people. It's specific white people working for the Federal Reserve who are screwing all the other white people. So it's not even about white versus black. It's about bankster elitism. That's what it's all about. Bankster elitism. And in fact, you might say instead of racism, you know, racism isn't the cause of this. It's more like money printing-ism or debt-ism. All this creation of debt has led to mass looting. And it's also led, by the way, to sort of a culture of entitlement mentalities where this free money by the Fed, the debt-driven economy, the accumulation of new debt, all of this is really about, it causes society to become complacent and pathetic and weak, where today's younger generations, they don't even want to work. They don't think they should have to work. As I was explaining to John in the interview, I don't even think this is about jobs anymore. People don't even want jobs. They just want free money. They just want bailouts now. They don't care about jobs. They just want free government money. That's what it has come to. And it's all because of the Federal Reserve. It's the money printing attitude. Money from nothing. So why should anyone have to work if you can print money from nothing? I mean, if you can bail out people's paychecks due to the coronavirus lockdowns just by printing money, and if you can bail out businesses, you can bail out Boeing corporations, and if you can bail out the banks just by printing money, then the realization among the people of America is, why should any of us have to work? Why should we expend any effort if we can all just be bailed out? And they have been bailed out for months now, for months, with printed money, which isn't real money. It's counterfeit money, and it will eventually go to zero in terms of its value. But for the moment, it has the illusion of money, the hologram of money. It's just, it's not going to last. And so it has bred a couple of generations now of people who think they are entitled to free stuff and that they shouldn't have to work for anything. That's what it has come to. And so, and then the universities, you know, they teach classes about how to be a victim now instead of how to be a productive citizen. And as the system is collapsing, which is what's happening now, then you are going to see those who are typically at the lower end of the economic spectrum, they are going to riot. Why? Because they've got nothing left to lose. And it's only going to get a lot worse, way worse. In fact, the amount of rioting that you've seen right now represents a very tiny fraction of, I mean, less than, you know, 1% of the population, a fraction of 1%. Wait until the system collapses and that fraction of 1% becomes 20% of the population in the streets, rioting, burning down buildings, begging for, you know, government bailouts and handouts, and homeless because they can't afford rent, they can't afford mortgage payments. They've been living on debt just like the government has been living on debt, and the banks have made it easy. the banks are the hubs of the financialization or the debtism that has ruined America, because they loan money too easily, because they got money too easily from the Fed. And as a result, people learned they didn't have to work. So the work ethic has been destroyed. The value of the dollar has been destroyed. The value of savings has been destroyed. And with it also any sense of fairness across the system. You know, why do Black Lives Matter protesters believe that the system is unfair? Because the system is unfair. They're just blaming the wrong party. Again, it's not white people. It's the wealthy elite, the banker elite. They are the problem. The ultra rich and the technocrats and the bureaucrats and the connected who get the special bailouts and the special deals and the special business investment opportunities. If you are a U.S. senator, you will earn hundreds of millions of dollars in just a few years because of your inside information, allowing you to engage in insider trading, which is legal because senators are never prosecuted for it. That is unfair. And so if Black Lives Matter protesters were burning down the Senate, you know, Congress building, that, I mean, even though I wouldn't condone it, I could actually understand that. That's the source of your pain. That's the source of the unfairness. That's who's rigged the system against you, Black Lives Matter people. It isn't white Americans, just average white Americans. No, it's the rich, wealthy elitists, who, most of whom happen to be white, but it's not a product of their whiteness that's doing this. It's a product of their class warfare elitism. That's the issue. That's the problem. So essentially, what we could conclude is that Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they're just burning the wrong buildings. If they would burn down the correct buildings, I mean, metaphorically speaking, again, I'm not calling for that. Just saying, metaphorically speaking, if they were burning the right buildings, i.e. bringing down the corrupt systems, then actually we would all be more free and fair. Justice would prevail. We would all have better opportunities. We would all have more upward mobility, economically speaking, which is what we need as a country. And fewer people would be in the streets because more people would have small businesses, local shops, restaurants, and hair salons, and they would be doing well instead of getting destroyed as the rich get richer. So this is really a class war in America. It's been going on for a long time. It's just that somebody, you know, finally got pissed off enough to take to the streets, but they mistakenly think it's a race war when it's actually a class war. It's the wealthy elite versus everybody else. And the wealthy elite hold all the cards and pull all the strings and have all the keys to all the locks of all the doorways. They are the gatekeepers of everywhere that money flows in society. That's why none of them went to jail following the 2008 subprime mortgage fiasco, which should have sent thousands of people to prison. But no, they got a pass. Why? Because they have all the money. Money is power. And those who have the money are the most corrupt of all. And they corrupt the power structure through the Senate, through Congress, through elections, and through corporate policies and so on. That, you know, all their policies that they vote for in the Senate, they favor the big corporate donors. They favor big pharma. They favor big tech. These wealthy elitists, some of whom are senators, they will never represent you or your interests. They will never be in favor of actual fairness. They may talk about it, but they don't believe in it. All they want is more money and power, no matter what happens to everybody else. So the people of America are right to be angry, to be frustrated, to take to the streets in peaceful protests. I don't condone violence and arson, obviously, but peacefully protesting. We should have millions of Americans marching in the streets of Wall Street or Washington, D.C., or marching on the Federal Reserve and demanding an end to the fake fiat currency money printing system. They should demand honest money. But we don't have anybody marching on the Fed. Instead, what are they doing? Oh, they're marching against the police? What? The police are not the problem here. You know how many people are killed by the Fed's money printing? How many people are driven to bankruptcy and destitution by the looting of the nation by the Federal Reserve? The police are nothing of a danger compared to the Federal Reserve. So you see, the one thing that the elite people, you know, the power brokers have managed to do is convince low-income Black people that their enemy is police or that their enemy is white middle-class income earners. That's been the real deception. The police are not their enemy. the real enemy is the Fed. The real enemy is a dishonest money system. That will lead to destruction for all of us. the Fed will lead to oblivion. What did John Rubino say in the interview? He called it the long drift towards oblivion. I thought that was a very eloquent way to say it. I might call it the long march towards oblivion. But there's no doubt that this is where we are in society today, that we are on the verge of oblivion. And if we don't turn this around and stop the money printing and get back to an honest gold-backed currency of some kind, this is going to end in not just financial collapse. It's going to end in massive riots and an uprising and a civil war. So I've got an ebook coming out, a free download for you, called The Global Reset Survival Guide. It's totally free. 9 hours or so of material for you about how to survive this global reset. You can get it for free. Just subscribe to the email newsletter on naturalnews.com, which is also free. So you just sign up, go to naturalnews.com, top right-hand corner, click on subscribe, enter your email, join our email list. You get a daily email of all the best news of the day, and you'll get this free audiobook as soon as it's released in 2 weeks or less. 9 hours of audio, amazing information about how to survive financially, how to survive by relocating, how to get out of the cities, how to defend yourself, exactly which weapon systems you need, exactly the gear recommendations, red dot sights, chess rigs, everything. I lay it all out for you in that free audiobook because I want you to live. So get ready for that. Sign up at naturalnews.com and be prepared for a total financial collapse, because there's no question that it is coming. It's only a question of when, and it could be any day. Be prepared. Thank you for listening.